when it hurts, I pray.
Are you ready?
The Be Inspired Show.
The unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable.
But everyone lives and deserves a better person.
An inspiration show.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another epic episode of the Be Inspired Show. You know, this is the Be Inspired where inspiration comes from anywhere. Anyone can inspire anyone, no matter the age, no matter the gender, no matter what background you come from. Because inspiration doesn't matter where it comes from. As long as it comes, it makes a difference, you know. To be more specific, the Bible is very inspirational in what way? In a way that, it never changes. I mean, it's so old. It's like, that thing is years old, decades old, but it's still the same. Which means that God never changes. I mean, that's very inspiring. Because human beings change like this in a matter of minutes. 1 minute they hate, next minute things went south. But now, obviously, I'm just explaining to you what's the whole concept of being inspired show. We're trying to inspire people out there. Because anyone can inspire anyone. But now, obviously, the topic today is called the power of patience. I'm not sure how many people are patient out there, but it's not easy, especially if you're a man. Okay, I feel like men are the most genders that is very impatient. Mm-hmm. But you know, but basically, yeah, I feel like men are very impatient. But being patient is not that simple as it seems. It's just sometimes when you're in a rush, it's very difficult to be patient. Or if someone is pushing the wrong way, it's very difficult to be patient for a person, you know. But that also shows love, which in a way is also considered unconditional love. Because if you love someone, you'll be patient with them. But anywho, I'm not alone in the building, as usual, because I'm never alone. Sometimes I am alone, but today I'm not alone. So I'm going to let my special guest speak and introduce himself and tell you about what he does. Apparently, he's a gym fitness.
Yeah.
So he's going to introduce himself and he's going to tell you more about himself and exactly what he does.
Hey there, everybody. It's not the first time being on the show, so I'm not a stranger.
Yeah.
Either I'm really liked on this show, or Lucas has nobody else to call.
Wow. Like, wow. But,
I'm thinking that's not the case. So, yeah, it's not the first time. I think it's the third time me being on the show, and I'm really loving being on the show. Mm. My name is Busiso Malirana, for people who know me, people who don't know me. And, yeah, currently I am finishing my degree in electrical engineering. And but the project that I'm on currently is, you know, just physically well-being. That's what I'm really pushing at this point. And I would love everybody to be physically active. And that's what I'm pushing at this moment. So, yeah, that's me in a nutshell. I don't want to say too much. So maybe in the show, we're going to hear more about myself. So, Lucas, you can carry on, man.
Gentle moon, bro. People in this building know me as a gentle moon.
Oh,
but
sorry.
Either way.
Oh, I didn't know. I know you personally. I'm sorry. Oh, the gentleman or moon?
Moon. No, not gentleman. No.
Moon.
I'm the gentle moon.
Okay, you know? Okay.
But don't worry. At some point, I will explain what
I apologize.
Means.
I apologize.
No, it's fine. You know.
Wait, I'm just saying people are still in the dark about that.
Not really, because from day one,
yeah,
I've been calling myself a gentleman. From day one, I've been known as a gentleman.
But they still didn't talk about why.
Why? Oh, yeah, yes. That's the reason. Yes.
Okay.
Right. You know, for now, I'm just keeping them in suspense. You know?
Okay.
Make them curious, because obviously, you hear the name, you ask yourself, what does it mean? You know, so, so eventually, at some point, I will explain what it means. Because
cool.
I can't just call myself something that there's no meaning. I mean, that's just stupidity. Now,
okay, cool.
But okay, so I'm known as a gentleman. I've been known as a gentleman. But yes, my name is Lucas. I'm not denying that, but I'm known as a gentleman. Not gentleman, gentleman. Just better than man.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. It's a spook.
I get it.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
You know, you've been here for a while, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been like a regular, you know.
Yeah, I'm one of. I probably should be the one taking the interviews.
Yeah.
At this point.
You know, at some point, actually, just because you've mentioned that, I might think about it. You know.
Okay, cool.
You might actually interview your own guest. You know?
Oh, cool. Co-hosting.
Yeah, so it's possible. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be really
Cause,
nice.
Because yeah, we make plans. You know.
That's nice.
We try something new all the time. Okay. So obviously, for now, we're gonna jump into the song. Then we're gonna come back. And we're gonna jump into the topic,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna find out if you're a patient man or you're very impatient.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Okay, so our first song of the day is by Jay Moti, and it's called He Lives in You. And we'll see after this.
see what's in front of me. Just a cloud and a bunch of steam and a bunch of trees. I can never see me running free. I feel like something trying to punish me, but I don't wanna leave. I broke bread with the vultures. It's bold death to the moper.
Why am I so curt?
I wonder if I got shot in my throat when my knees hit the floor first. Would I have enough breath in my lungs to repent and speak to the lion of the tribe of Judah? Though they tell me he's alive, I don't pay no mind, cause it's easier for me to put a rifle to you. Don't sympathize. They tell me it's a better way, but that's a song I would never play. I can never play, cause I can't afford the CD. Plus they just don't know what it's like to be me. But if you believe what you never see, maybe you'll see what you never know. How will you ever know? It's on the other end of a telescope. If you don't ever try to let it go, follow the metronome. If you ever go and get lost, it probably just means you're headed home. Just listen for the voice on the megaphone. It gets louder, heaven knows that all you gotta do is have it. But you just don't understand. I can't escape the enemy unless I replace my memories with the mind of another man. And it's not that I don't believe in God, who tells the sky when it's allowed to rain. Tell me, how can I find his voice when all I've known all my life is the sound of pain? The depths of my soul have been gripped. I'm in front of a cliff and I'm scared to climb it. If there's a person on this planet that can save my soul, tell me where to find him.
He lives in you. Yeah, yeah. He lives in me. Right here in the cold, the land below is crammed with souls. Got nowhere to go, a chance to grow. The antidote is given with a choice. If I pick up this cross, I should hear your voice speak to me. I can't do this alone. What do you want from me? Who am I that you would be so kind? Come down and die for me. I don't understand. I never tried to like you, but who will I give my life to? I realize you are the only source of revival. I put my dead body beside you. Yeah, I don't wanna run no more. I don't wanna run no more. I wanna see your face when I walk through the door. Can you tell me how to get the devil off me?
Then I heard him say you just gotta. Now I know for a fact
he lives in you. He lives in me.
Welcome back, welcome back. Hopefully you, ladies and gentlemen, enjoyed the song by Jay Moti and the song called He Lives In You, because obviously he lives in us, you know. Just because you don't see him doesn't mean he doesn't live in you. They're pretty inaccessible.
Yeah, man. There were actually 5 tracks on this thing. I was listening to the previous show, and the show, I remember I'm the best rapper alive. That was a good From the, I don't know if it was the previous episode, the one with Lucas.
I'm gonna kill this guy.
Why not Lucas? I'm sorry. The one Laurent. That was a really good track. They actually proper tracks on FM. Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, we push. You know, we deliver good music. You know?
Even though the gospel sound is actually doing well. It's really well.
Yeah, obviously, yes. Sure. Remember, bro, it's Gentle Moon.
Gentle Moon. I was trying to say Laurent.
Yeah, you see, Laurent and Gentle Moon, not the same, you know. I mean, he's a pastor child, you know.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
He's a pastor child, you know. Some of us don't have pastors. Yeah, we're not pastor children yet. Mm-hmm.
cool.
I was going to say, so our first question of the day for you, Mr. Sbu, is do you consider yourself a patient person?
I think so. I think so. Very much. I can pose a scenario is that in most cases when a person tells me about something or, you know, something, I'm able to actually think beyond my actual impulse. Mm. I've learned to actually control my urges and actually understand what they're saying and not answer. So in a situation, I would rather think about what's going to happen than to actually happen. And I think that's a part of being patient. I really think that I've mastered it, and I feel like that's difficult for other people to do, but I really feel like
you mastered it.
I've mastered that. So yeah, in other cases, can I just mention that I started a YouTube page? Is that okay to say?
Yeah, of course, please take it away.
Cool. And in my YouTube page, I push a lot of you know, being active, physically active, and I show myself gymming and all those things. So I started throughout the year. From the beginning of this year, I've been full on training. You know, and at this point, I've just been editing and just mastering my videos, and I'm only releasing them now because I knew that you being patient at that point will help you to actually master your craft. And when you release your thing after the whole patient thing, that's when the quality comes out. So that's what I can say. I have been patient for all this time, and now that I'm releasing, it feels like all that patience, you know, counted for something.
Wow. I'm inspired right now. I feel like I should do the same right now.
Yeah, man. This is quite
okay. No, seriously. The fact that you consider yourself a patient person is a good thing, because I won't lie, being patient is not as simple.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're the type of person that wants things done now, you know.
If you want
something now, you want it now. You know, it's like, for example, you're praying, you're like, "Hey God, me, I want this." You're like, "You want it now."
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And obviously, the Bible says God is on timing. You know. So your timing and his timing is not the same thing. His timing can take years. Your timing is now.
Definitely. Definitely. And one thing, I feel like patience is, in my terms, is not really taken as doing nothing at that specific point.
Mm.
Patience could be taken as planning for the future. Patience could be taken as putting all those, you know, 10,000 hours to actually mastering your craft, so that when you actually do what you have to do, it comes out in the best quality that it can. So that can also be considered patience. Even though you're at that point of stalling, you are not really not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, setting yourself for that action that has to be done.
Yeah. Well, technically, basically, the second question, you just answered it already.
Really?
The second question was, what is your understanding of the term patient? And you just already described it.
I'm so sorry.
So, you know, it's fine.
I'm so sorry about that, Lucas.
Moving on.
Is that okay?
Let's move on. Time to move on.
I will try not to answer too much. Then.
No, it's fine. You know, I guess you just need time.
I guess I'm not that patient.
Wow! Okay, now let's move on.
Okay, cool.
Respect, man. Respect. Okay, now our third question of the day, of the time.
Yeah.
Can you be patient when times are tough?
So I'm trying to think about a scenario when I was not patient. Usually, when times are tough, it's hard to actually, you know, like I said, I'm usually a person who is
more
able to, you know, yeah, besides being active, but able to think about the scenario and what to do in it. When things are tough, it's actually hard to do that because your mind is clustered by all of these emotions and all these feelings that you have to do. And that makes you not think accurately and know critically about what you have to do. So I myself, in hard times, I think I was patient, but it's a very difficult thing because then you want to actually do what you want to do at that point. So I feel like I would still think about it, but it tends to be a little bit hard, and you end up doing stuff that you wouldn't want to do at that point.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, for me, you know, as a gentleman,
yes,
I feel like, well, I'm giving my opinion right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like being patient when tough times are happening is not that easy to do.
Yeah.
Because tough times come in different manners, come in different ways. They can need you anytime or a day, you know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But now, when, for example, let's say someone betrays you, I'm giving a scenario,
mm-hmm.
and then obviously you come to church. I mean, the church that you must forgive.
Yeah.
So the person they must forgive. So I mean, for you to forgive that person, it takes patience, because you can't forgive him like immediately.
Yes, it does take
time. Because it takes time, because obviously the thing is, forgiveness isn't based on what you do for the person; it's based on you, because you're the one that has the bitterness and the anger inside you.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes time for you to actually forgive that person, you know.
You know, I was listening to she's in the ministry. I forgot her name right now,
mm-hmm.
but she usually has a talk show, and she talks on these things. She actually mentioned that forgiveness is not a one day thing. Forgiveness is waking up every morning and saying, "I forgive this person." So exactly. Just think of it in that way. If every day is "I forgive this person," it is in your mind constantly, and you have to reaffirm that "I forgive this person." That is a form of patience in itself.
Yeah, it takes some, like, that's like, for me, it's like some deep patience, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't mean to be rude, but you see, I feel like men are very impatient.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying we I'm not saying women aren't impatient.
Okay, yeah.
But men are very impatient, because we have this mentality that when you want something, want it now.
Yeah.
Remember I said in the beginning, I said that God's timing and our time is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But obviously, so from my point, it says being patient in a tough time is not easy, especially depending on the situation you are in, or depending on the type of typhoons that you're going through. Mm-hmm. To be patient is not that easy, but it's something that's needed, you know. It's something that it actually builds you as a person, you know. It encourages also, because obviously when you're patient, you're able to see things.
Yeah.
In different perspectives.
Yeah.
For example, for you to listen, it takes patience.
It does.
Because obviously, yeah, if you are a person who talks too much or talk a lot,
you'll miss out on the vital information that you could have received.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you need to be patient and listen to the person. You get what I'm saying? So you can also learn from them. Because as humans, we learn from each other, no matter whether we like it or not. Because out there, remember I told you once that there's always someone out there who's better than you.
Yeah, there is, actually.
Technically.
All the time.
Always, all the time.
Yeah.
You know, remember when I was teaching guitar, and then I said, you are learning to be the best you can be,
mm-hmm.
not for you to be the best in the world.
Yeah.
Because for you to be the best in the world, it's impossible, because there's always someone out there who's better than you.
Yeah,
always.
I thought about it. I would look at people like in the Olympics or stuff like that, and you think that maybe Usain Bolt, if he's running as fast as he's doing, he is the fastest in the world.
Exactly.
But there's actually a person that is not in the limelight and who could run faster than
Usain Bolt. But you don't know him.
Exactly. It does capitalize on your point of there is always somebody better.
Yes.
Yeah.
For me, I always say, as long as you can play and you can play well,
mm-hmm.
you're good. Because you are way better than a person who cannot play.
You get that.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's always someone that's better than you. So obviously, that for you to accept that, it takes patience, you know.
Oh yes, yeah.
Yeah, because you need to accept that. Because you know, for example, some people they train like hell, you know, like they push themselves to the core.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always someone who beats them.
Mm-hmm.
Because so, at the end of the day, that's why I say humans, we tend to learn from each other. So it is not best to be jealous of someone else. It is best to encourage them.
Definitely.
And best to guide them, you know. You're a gym trainer or fitness trainer.
Yeah, I'm looking into doing that. I'm looking into actually training people. Right now on my show, I do show a couple of workouts that people can do. But yeah, I do look into doing that.
And yeah, but in a way, it's like in a starting progress, you know.
Yeah.
You're like, it's in a progress.
Yeah.
Because all for you, because at the end of the day, you are telling people how to work out, you know, from home, all
that
stuff.
Even in that, man, people don't get things right off the bat. So you have to be patient with them to know where their limits are and to just push a little bit past that, but not too much, because if you do that, then you're going to discourage them. They might not come back to train.
Exactly.
So
patience is applied in every concept of life.
Yeah.
You know, especially tough times. I mean, tough times are not that good to the when they appear. But it's something that we had to go past through, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I remember once, I don't know if this makes sense, but I remember once I told this other guy, he was going through a tough time, you know.
Yeah.
I told him, imagine this. I said to him, what did I say to him? Oh, it's been years back. Okay. So I said to him, imagine, I said, okay, you know what, Nay? When Jesus Christ helps you, right?
Okay.
Also, technically, he will help you if you ask for help, you know what I'm saying? And then he helped, and then he, the thing is, when he helps you, he won't pull you over the wall, but he will teach you how to juggle, how to call a jump over the wall.
Okay.
So in other words, you will, or each time you, because the thing is, let's say the tough times have different levels. Because now this tough time, yeah, if you manage to go through tough time, there'll be a bigger tough time than the one you went through.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, each time you go through a tough time, they're all bigger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now Jesus Christ, he won't help you. He won't help you. He won't pull you over like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he will build you to the concept, like for you to obviously jump over yourself.
Yes,
you know?
So you can know how to jump over other walls.
Yes, jump over your other walls. And then eventually, at some point, because since you have Christ in you, you would turn like the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
And become like the Hulk, you know, like spiritually, which mm-hmm. means that now you don't have to jump over your tough times, you just go through them.
Okay, so you smash through them, okay.
You get
sense.
What I'm saying? And then all you gotta say is smash, you know. you're gonna smash all through them. Because why? Because now you have him in you, and now you have the power to what? To break through your tough times, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Not jump over them. But now, because since you've been jumping over them, and the more you jump over them, you gain, like, you know, when you play a game,
yeah.
You gain new experience by, when you get a new experience by winning each level,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So the more you jump over
the obstacles or the
tough times, something builds in you, you know what I'm
Definitely.
Saying? Because Christ builds you either way when you're doing that stuff, you know? Then eventually, I'm just giving a scenario, like in the figure of speech, you become like the Hulk.
Definitely.
And then all you do is just, instead of you jumping over your tough times, you break through them.
That makes sense.
That doesn't make sense, though.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, somebody told someone. Yeah,
that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, I thought about
that. That does inspire. Yeah. Oh, look, the gentle moon is also inspiring you.
Okay, that's a good thing that you should come and host yourself. You know? I see that you have the presentership. You
know, and at a lot of this point, I was now listening to you talk, you know?
Look at that.
So I might just take over the show, guys. Welcome to the Ozone Active Show.
Okay. Yeah. On that note, let's jump into our second song. Anyway, I come back and continue. So our second song is by Capital King, and it's called Don't Wanna Wake Up.
Yeah.
We'll see after this.
Yeah.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, even though it means the same thing, just different names. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it means two genders, bro. Boys and girls, females and males, ladies and gentlemen, same thing, but just different.
I feel like ladies and gentlemen is like more of a higher class than the boys and girls, but basically, yes.
Yeah, but my point is the same gender. Okay. Just different names.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because in biblical terms, they said, bone of my bone, when Adam called his wife, called Eve.
Okay.
Because in the biblical terms, they refer them to male and female. Not okay. Boys and girls, not men and women, to male and female. And then obviously men came and then they added on stuff there. Okay, but you know, that's not a point.
That's true.
Yeah.
True.
So I don't know if you are dating someone right now or you're in a relationship right now. But now the next question is based on that concept. But there's also patient day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so obviously, but don't think as the term relationship as, you know, don't think it's, I feel like people, when you say relationship,
they thinking all is intimate and.
Exactly. Because, you know, friends also have relationship.
Yeah.
You have a relationship with God, it's also a relationship. Any person you bond with is considered a relationship.
Mm.
It doesn't necessarily mean have to be a female and guy kind of, you know, relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now the question is, is it necessary? Are you with me?
Okay, cool. Let's go.
Yes. Is it necessary? You know, like, is it necessary to be patient when you're in a relationship?
Yeah.
Is it necessary? Like,
I'm assuming that if you're not necessary, those are the, if you're not patient in those responses, you won't actually, you know, end up connecting as a two, because if you always saying what your point of view is, you might not actually feel the same way that person's feeling. For example, I would like to state that in a scenario, there was a point, I'm not going to be too specific, but in a relationship that I was with somebody, they actually mentioned that they were going through something and it was really bad.
Oh.
I was already on the thing like, no, you should take action. You should do that. And they're like, you know, Smoo, you are doing all of those things and you're talking all this way, but you're not asking me how I feel personally.
Ooh.
And that, I was like, wow.
Yeah, it made you think. Huh?
It made me think that I was already jumping to conclusions, doing that, thinking I was doing the right thing. But the first thing that I had to do was be patient enough to ask her, how do you feel about what happened?
Mm.
And that's like always a trigger in my head to say, okay, cool. Find out how the person is doing before you rush into doing other things. And that's just being patient with a person, understanding that sometimes you don't need to answer them. Sometimes you just need to
listen
to what they have to say. And at that point, that is enough. So these are the stuff that you actually learn in being patient, that, you know, you can actually observe how this person is actually feeling before you can actually do motions that are unnecessary.
Mm.
So being patient with a person is one of the highlights actually in love. It's also said in the Bible, love is kind, love is patient. And I'm sure that it was made, even God said that, that means that is a really big thing. And he really understood that that's what it takes to actually be in a firm relationship with a person.
Mm.
So even though we're not being too critical, patience is also needed in friendship and in other catalogs of just a relationship. So I realized that patience is a really big thing to have.
Okay, well, on that note, I feel like you said it wrong, and because now I'm thinking there's nothing for me to add on top of that.
I think it's because you learned something. You were patient enough to listen to what I had to say.
Exactly. So I feel like you already topped it up, you know. You already add some sugar there.
Yeah.
Some salt. I don't need to obviously add any more salt on that, otherwise it'd be too salty. You
know? I try.
So yeah, no, that's fine. I'll leave that on that conception.
Cool.
I'm really inspired, you know. Obviously, this is the Be Inspired show.
Yeah.
So the next one is kind of a biblical one.
Oh, okay.
Yes, no. So
I'm not too you know, big on biblical.
No, it's fine. I'm not asking for verses here or anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just asking for your conception, you know, your point of view.
My opinion.
Your opinion, your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So it's simple. Do you think that God's timing is relevant? If yes, how so?
So God's timing is relevant.
Yeah, do you think it's relevant? Like, do you think it's really relevant? Because, you know, some people pray now and they pray for like 3 years and then God only gives them after 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So obviously, our timing and his timing is not the same thing, you know.
It's, okay.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, so I'm asking you, do you think his timing is relevant?
I find it hard to understand, to answer that one. But if I can think about it, in the space of God, being God, I'm thinking that maybe he understands what should be done and when it should be done and how long you should be in that scenario for. And maybe in that terms, then his time is more relevant than our time. Maybe he's protecting us against, you know, certain things that might happen at that time. Therefore, something might be delayed. But you know, I feel like they say God's things are far above what we can understand. So we will never understand why he does things at a certain time. And you know, just generally, I think that's the whole thing that I can talk about in that instance.
I believe that, you know. Yeah. Just to add some spice in that, you know.
Like your input on that thing.
Yeah, to add some like good spice in that.
Okay, cool.
I feel like God's time is relevant. Why? Because he can see the future.
Okay.
We can't. So he knows that if I give this to you too soon, this will happen.
Yeah.
Because obviously you can see the future. You get what I'm saying? So if you can see the future and you know that if you give your child this, they might end up dying. Would you give to them? Of course not.
Yeah.
You wouldn't give to them because you know it's going to happen later on. Yeah. So obviously, which means that his time is relevant because he knows when to give it to you, at the exact amount, at the exact time that he's going to give it to you, and how he's going to give it to you. You know, so he put up a scenario. I have a friend who was working. I won't mention the place. He was working, but he made a mistake, and this like payday, you know. He made a mistake on payday, you know. That's a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
So he made a mistake on payday, and on payday the boss had a mistake, and the boss was angry. So the boss shouted at him and rebuked him and everything.
Yeah.
So my friend thought that, hey, here, I feel like my salary will go down. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he felt nervous. He felt like, yo, like he lost his salary. Obviously, he's going to get paid, but he felt like his salary won't be as normal as it was because he made a mistake. And that mistake kind of cost the business some few stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? But to his surprise, he got double.
How did that happen, Lucas?
Exactly my point. Okay, I don't know.
You don't know.
So my point is this, man. Even though things might seem like they're going bad at the time and moment.
Yeah.
But God is able to change it in a matter of seconds. You get what I'm saying?
Ah, okay.
Because I mean, for that I don't know, that's a miracle in a way.
Yeah.
Because obviously, I mean, this guy is nervous. I mean, he's getting rebuked because he made a mistake. It's a mistake, but obviously, if you own the company, you have to rebuke your employees so they don't
sure
do it again.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But now, since he did it on payday, he thought that, hey, here my salary will be deducted or something.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the boss is, look, he's angry, he's furious. I mean, his face is turning red right now. Mm-hmm. You know? But just to his surprise, he got a double. He got, like, more than his salary. Somehow. So that made me think, when he told me that story, made me think that God is able to change what's happening in a matter of seconds into, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So obviously that took timing to happen, you know, which means that maybe that was supposed to happen and then after that, just to...
somehow it interlinked somehow.
You see, this is why I say that God's timing is relevant. Because for some reason, maybe he thought that was going to happen. But now, at the end of the day, you just thought that, hey, he's going to give you more. You get what I'm saying? Which is not something that actually happens all the time, you know.
That's a special case.
Yeah, it's a special case. The point is that God's time is relevant because he knows the future, then we do know the future.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you knew the future, imagine, you would know, hey, if I pick this, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
If I take that, I'll be poor. If I take that,
you know. That's reminding me of an episode in some thing that was happening that... I don't think us knowing the future is good and living in the present. It's not good because you end up now navigating your life towards the end goal and you end up, you know, not living in the moment. And everything you do is to reach that point. So you don't end up living in the moment. And living in the moment is what you should do. Experiencing your life as it is now, whether good or bad, is the thing that you should do. So... yeah, maybe looking in the future is something that we shouldn't have.
Exactly. but God sees your future. Mm-hmm. So he knows that this timing will be bad for you. You know, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but you get my point, right?
I get it.
Yeah, if it makes sense, you know, but this story blew me away. So, you know who?
I want to make more mistakes and get more money.
I don't know.
But I guess it's not going to work out that, like that for us, eh?
Yeah. Because the thing is, what blew me away is the fact that it is odd.
Yeah.
It's not something that happens like that.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? But the fact that it actually happened, it just proves that God exists, in my opinion, though. Yeah, but that story blew me away, though. But I won't lie to you. Yeah. But anyway, let's jump into our last question, because obviously time is not our side.
Yeah.
You know, we got to wrap it up, you know.
All right.
You know, wrap it up with a bang, like the Big Bang Theory. It's a bang.
Let's go for it.
So, yeah, now the last question is directed to you as a person.
Okay.
Are there times in your life that you find it very hard to be a patient person?
Oh, okay, cool. I guess it's interactions with different people. Right now, I'm also a salesperson because I also do a business. In the grand scheme of it, the big one is called Ozone Networks. In it, I have subdivisions in which I'm trying to push right now. One is the Ozone Active, in which I'm German. You can check that site out on YouTube. It's over there. The other, it's also Ozone Nutri, where I actually distribute, eggs around the community. I do gutter shops and I do, your neighborhoods and stuff like that. So it's acting with customers. In some cases where you want to talk to customers, in which you want to tell them, okay, can you please buy what I'm selling, you know? In that case, you want to tell them and be rash about it. But once you be rash about telling them what they do, you know, they end up, you know, going back and being like, okay, no, this guy's too much, he's doing too much. So in actually communicating with people, there's a whole trick to it about being patient. So I end up being just, you know, thinking that, okay, now I need to do my sales, so please buy my things, or please do this, and then ends up backfiring on me. Otherwise, I could have been calm about the situation and understood, listened to how they were doing, and then be like, oh yeah, do you want this? And in most cases, that scenario actually ends up catching you the sale, because the person feels like you care about them a bit more and you actually want to hear about that day. That patience, instead of you worrying about ends meet has to be made, you actually being patient and then, you know, asking them if they want to do that is actually better than, you know, going at them full thrust and everything. So I end up having, you know, a problem there, but I always learn to, okay, no, Sibu, think about this and how it's going to affect you. Try and be a little bit more patient and hopefully that will reach your end goal. So yeah, that's what's happening. That's how I feel like I can better my patience. But it's a constant thing. You have to keep on telling yourself.
You know, I'm sitting here, I'm listening to this, I'm thinking to myself, am I doing the same thing? You know, I'm not saying that I'm a patient person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that I'm not an impatient person. But I feel like there are times where I'm not patient, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So for me, being patient, it depends on the scenario, mm-hmm, or the situation, mm, or the time that happens. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I am patient. I am a patient person, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to people that I know, people that I trust, people that I love, all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, even my disciples and stuff like that, you know, because all the stuff that I'm currently doing, it requires me to be patient.
It does.
But there are times where people just push your patience. You know what I'm, mm-hmm, saying? Like, they push that patience that you have, like, they push you to the core to see if you're going to break.
And in most moments, you got to get things done now.
Yeah, you see.
And it's difficult to be patient at that point.
Exactly. Like, for example, you have deadlines over here. And you have another deadline over there. And then, obviously, and then here comes this person over here telling you other stuff, you know.
And then, in that space, like, let's just say for now, I'm doing some editing on my stuff, and I would have to put backing music behind my stuff. And right, I would get local artists to actually be behind my music. Mm. So, to actually get those local artists to send me their music, and I have to record now, and I have to post at this deadline to get those people to actually give me that thing. I still have to be like, I can't go there and shout it and be like, hey, bro, you still haven't given me my music yet.
Yeah, obviously. Yes, it must be calm.
You
have to be
like, oh, yeah, man, remember that thing. In your mind, it's erasing.
Yeah,
but
obviously,
you have to act as if, oh, no, man, oh, it's just a thing on the side.
Yeah.
That is difficult. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So being patient is not an easy thing, you know. Mm-hmm. It might seem easy, but it's not.
Not at all.
Yeah, so I feel like we should take one step at a time.
Yeah.
That's all it needs, because when you walk, you take one step at a time. So the same way as in life in journey, you might take one step at a time. Because you can't tell me you walk two steps at a time. You walk No, you don't do that. You walk one step at a time.
Yeah.
So that's how your journey should be in life, one step at a time. And the thing is, why it should be one step at a time? Because one step at a time, it brings you to people. And then also, by the fact that it brings to people, it also helps you to learn from them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to say, the most thing that is very difficult to be patient with is being patient with people.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the most difficult thing to do, to be patient with people. So obviously, in the concept, I feel like patience also comes with love.
Oh, yeah.
For you to be patient, you need to have love. If you don't have love, you're not going to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
For Jesus Christ to be patient with the disciples, that took unconditional love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there were times where they were slicking off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that took unconditional love, you see. And in my perspective, unconditional love is love without a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in my opinion, it's conditional love. So yeah. To have patience, it comes with love. Those two things come together, in my opinion. They don't come separately, because they come separately and then it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's because you need to have love for the people that you have patience with. Mm-hmm. You need to be patient with people. You need to be patient with the people that you love.
If you're patient with somebody, you have to have love. Yeah.
Exactly. And then if you love that person, you must have patience with them. Because
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what the whole concept of G12 vision is about. It's about you loving people, and it's also about you being patient with them. Because I won't lie to you, people are difficult at some point.
Yeah.
Because everyone has their own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But for you to love someone, it requires for you to be patient with them. Because
yeah.
So the fact that you don't have patience with them, it also proves that you don't love them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, basically, I'm just touching up what you said, which is brilliant, because what you said is also amusing, because now, what you said gave me that thought, you know,
yeah.
That unconditional love and patience come together. So now, just to wrap this thing up, so I'm going to say thank you for coming to the Be Inspired show.
Thank you very much, man, for having me.
You know, hopefully I'm going to see you again.
Yeah. I'd love to come through again anytime, Lucas, you feel like you need me to come through. I'll definitely come and inspire the youth again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel like I should make a session where you run the show and then I'd be the guest.
For real? I'd much appreciate that, man. And maybe maybe Gentle Moon. I know him so well. I want to say the word every time. So I guess the Gentle Moon can, you know, also inspire the other people, and then maybe he has a lot on his mind that he can tell other people.
Actually, I wouldn't mind being interviewed for once.
Yeah.
No, but the thing is, I'm a kind of person that likes trying new things all the time.
Yeah,
that's what I like to do. Always try new things, because you cannot be rotating. The world is round. It doesn't mean that you must also be around with the world. I'm not saying it's true, but anyway, it's an opinion. There's no certainty that the world is round or not. But I'm such a good thing for coming. I really appreciate that. I feel like what you're doing is good. Keep at it. Keep pushing at it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're doing can actually inspire someone to do what you're doing.
Definitely.
Actually, for you to actually do that is actually really inspiring.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to think about some things and not to actually initiate it.
Yeah. And constantly do it.
It's like, and be persistent at it, you know?
Yeah.
But now I feel like I'm talking too much right now. Let me flipping cut this show short and, you know, thank you for our listeners. If you listen at night, welcome. No, thanks for listening in the morning, whatever time you're listening at. Hopefully you enjoyed. Hopefully you inspired, because that's our point, you know, to inspire people to push themselves beyond the limits. Okay? So thanks for coming. And as I always say, the unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable, but everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. Ah, he remembers it. Okay, so let me end you with this song from Active Worship. It's called Endless Victory. We'll see you, and I'll check you next time.
divine. The cost of redemption so high. Jesus, how great are your works. Jesus, how profound your thoughts. Overwhelming love overwhelms my heart. I know you loved me from the start. I want to know you more and more. I fix my eyes on your finished work.
Active FM is everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Gab, and so much more.
See all the fun posts, get involved in the interesting discussions. Voice your opinions and get the updates by following us on social media.